Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, heck yeah.
Screwed out.
I told him, Joe, I told him you better be coming with the Golden State Valkyries highlight. Overtime win. I'm kidding, Carter. I see him yelling back there. 89-81 over the LA Sparks. Not Valhalla, but down in La La Land, the Valks were balling. The Florida Panthers are balling. They're up 2-1 to Stanley Cup Finals. No NBA Finals action. That's tomorrow. No Giants action yesterday. There was, you know, it was actually really refreshing just to be able to sit down, watch some Valks, you know, veg out, watch some Stanley Cup Finals, get in the show call with you, with Carter, with Sam, and just, this is what separates the men from the boys, the girls from the women, right? These kind of shows today, Joe, where we have nothing really to react to. We can talk Valkyries for a little bit if you want. We'll be giving away tickets again today, by the way, for a Valkyries game. So be tapped in between 7:30 and 7:45. But these are the shows you really live for, Joe. It's not quite the dog days of summer. Summer's just approaching. But we don't have a Warriors game to react to. We don't have a Giants game to react to. And we don't have a 49ers game to react to, as the 49ers are going to start their mandatory mini camps today. So I live for these shows. The shows are creativity, Joseph. All right? Are you excited today? Because we got a lot to get into, all right?
I'm super pumped, and, you know, there was some stuff that was going on yesterday, and I'm talking about in the front yard of my brother's house.
Oh, God.
Where my son was putting on a hitting display off the tee, but then I realized he is extremely deficient in climbing play structures.
Oh, no.
In comparison to his three other cousins.
Well, they have, see, this is the
I
thing.
I have now signed my son up for travel gymboree. No, I'm just teasing.
No, gymboree's great, by the way. I love the gymboree. You go there and they have fun, the tumbling, all that. Jimbo the Clown.
He got his first, like, 5 bruises, like, straight to the noggin, straight to the lip. And I was like, he's great. He's fine. Michelle was losing her
mind. We call that character building in the Spadoni household. You build character with
flavor.
Those. Exactly. Please, right? Put some dirt on it. He'll be fine. Put a nice, remember back in the day where they just put steak on everything? When it just, on the Sandlot,
the Brady
right?
Bunch.
Yeah, just the steak on the black eye. Why did they do that?
Shout out, Guru, the Brady Bunch, the 70s.
He was upset at himself yesterday. I was listening to Steiny and Goo, and they had, like, the conversations were all over the place yesterday. Shout out, Steiny and Goo. But he was disappointed with himself not knowing certain references, and Steiny not knowing certain references. They were showing their age a little bit yesterday.
Steiny getting very forgetful.
Well, that happens.
I know.
Yeah, that happens.
Might have to wheel him in here next week.
Oh, my God.
But that being said, on the way home, you know, I'm feeding the little guy dinner, and I'm looking at this article on The Athletic, the New York Times, if you will, Andrew Baggerly, who I thought had taken a little break from covering the Giants?
He returned last week.
Oh, he returned last week.
Okay, there you go.
The legend of Baggerly Vance, as I call him.
And, you know, he wrote this long-form article about Willy Adames. And, look, the Giants are in the middle of a nice little run right here where they've won five in a row. They've played in a lot of tight games. But there's this thing that is kind of, you know, the elephant in the room right now, and it's the Willy Adames contract and production.
Well, it gets your attention immediately, said article by Andrew Baggerly, who, again, say what you will about him, the guy has covered this team for a very long time. He's very tapped into all things San Francisco Giants. And the headline, it just grabs you immediately. It says, quote, Willy Adames on his rough start as a Giant. I want to look in the mirror and slap myself.
That's a powerful headline.
Very. And that grabs your attention immediately. And so, like you,
I
do the same thing. And we were talking about it yesterday, Joe, at 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text. We would love your participation today. This guy's clearly pressing. The Giants are winning in spite of it all. They're 10 games over 500. They are still slumping at the plate. It is not very good. Luckily, the pitching has been sensational. And again, they have been clutch. Five straight wins of one-run baseball. It's been pretty amazing, and they're going to try to do it again tonight in Colorado. Kyle Harrison on the bump, where he's been balling in Colorado in the past. So we were talking about Willy Adames, and heading into the show today, I asked just simply a question to you, and it kind of stopped you for a second. I was like, did you ever think there was going to be a worse contract than Barry Zito with the San Francisco Giants? And you're like, wow. No. You just said that.
As bad as, like, you know, the Denard Span and Aaron Rowans and the Mark Melansons and the Johnny Cuetos and the Samarjas, the worst one is Zito. I mean, Zito was awful. And I also think it's because of how expensive the deal was back then relative to the other contracts being given out.
Right. It was a seven-year, $126 million contract.
Given in 07.
Yeah, exactly. Heading into the 07 season, December of 2006. Willy Adames signed a $182 million contract with the San Francisco Giants. And I got to be honest, it's bordering on bust for Ricky Pearsall a couple weeks ago, which sounded strong given everything that he went through as a rookie. This guy's not a rookie. He's played on two teams prior to this, Tampa and Milwaukee. The first 2 months have been abysmal. It's awful. How does he live up to this deal? You can't do it in year one, Joe. Is there anything he could do for you as a Giants fan this season? Heading out of this season, outside of, you know, you win a World Series, you go on a deep playoff run, I don't, whatever. But just Willie himself. Can he do anything other than just produce at the plate to get you feeling good about this contract? Because if I'm a Giants fan, I'm having flashbacks to Barry Zito, to the Aaron Rowans of the world, to just get, we made a splash signing and this is what we're getting. Like, there's part of me that, listen, 10 games over, everything's all hunky-dory. It's great. We don't want to crush the guy. Clearly the clubhouse
loves
him. Do they though?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Do they need him?
Yeah, they do.
Why?
Because of if he's going to play every single day, you can't be a net negative. You can't be an awful hitter and the guy at shortstop who has the most errors in baseball. You can't be both.
They're not saying he's a net negative. Those teammates aren't saying that. The coaching staff's not saying that. They're saying that they need him out there every single day, that he provides something. That's what they say. He just has this way about him in the consistency and the fact that he's there every day. And he's physically available, I guess it goes a long way. I'm just going from what I read from the article, Joe. It actually was kind of shocking how many of the teammates and the coaching staff were backing this guy. And it speaks to his character.
Yeah.
It does. It speaks to who he is as a person, which I do think we underrate in today's society.
Sure.
When it's all about me, me, me. Look at me. I'm the selfish guy. Yeah. We love our NBA athletes, right? The stars. We love our good quarterbacks, our wide receiver divas, right? It is refreshing to see a team-first guy in Willy Adames, even when he is struggling, the first guy out there to be helping out. But that only goes so far, right? They're saying this now, June 10th. Will they be saying the same thing August 10th? And he's batting .205?
Well, if the attitude changes, then, yeah, then they'll have a big issue, like, obviously. But look, just because you won despite the production or lack thereof of someone doesn't mean that you don't need someone, right? Like, we all know that for a baseball team to get to the playoffs, you need multiple guys to have career years, and then you have to have contributions up and down the line. And you don't have to be outstanding all year long, but you got to have a couple of weeks. You got to have a couple of moments. And right now, you're looking at a guy that's clearly searching, that is like, man, it feels like he's in need of a baseball hug, as I like to call it. You know what I mean? Where if you're saying, I look in the mirror and I want to slap myself, and I'm paraphrasing from the article, gosh, like, that's how down in the dumps you are?
Well, that sucks.
That's tough.
Well, he's feeling that way internally, and the fact that he's still going out there with a smile on his face around his teammates speaks a lot. Because I think the hardest thing to do in life is, and you've gone through this, hell, I don't need to tell you what you've been through the last couple of years. I've been through some stuff. Sam's been through some stuff. Like, we've all been through some stuff behind the scenes. But we try to not let that affect the workplace, right?
Yeah.
We come in here, we try to have a smile on our face. This is a very fun job. We all got into this business because we love sports. And this is something, we don't view this as a job. But it is, but we don't view it that way. So when we come in here, we want to have a smile on our face. We don't want to bring others down. And I do credit Willie for being able to, you know, push all that negativity aside with his own personal at-bats and defensive play and be able to go out there every day and be, you know, one of the boys and hang out and be that rah-rah.
It does wear on you.
It has to wear on you. It wears on everyone. It's worn on you. It's worn on me.
Yeah.
We've all been through this.
And professionally, when you're struggling, as you know, you try to wipe it away and keep rolling back, like, it does wear on you, because I think that when you have pride in what you do and you're competitive, you expect and demand more of yourself. And when you can't produce on various levels, I do think it wears on you. The thing is, though, Joe, like, this guy needs our support, right? Clearly, the Giants fans support. He needs the support really bad.
They've been giving it to him, though, right? We've been supporting him.
No doubt. No doubt. But he also has to meet us halfway and make some plays here. And I think that, like, it's really difficult when you're an offensive-driven player. You know, Kyle Schwarber's talked about this. Edgar Martinez has talked about this. David Ortiz. When you're just a DH, it's very difficult to feel like you contributed every single day when you go 0-for-4.
Mm.
Or maybe you only get your 3 at-bats and you're not in the field. So that's why I look at, like, the field, and I'm going to start with the field. You can't lead baseball in errors when the season's over. Right now, you have, at shortstop, you have a league-leading 10 errors. We can't have that, right? Like, that's where it would start for me. I would say, hey, don't worry about the bat right now. Worry about the defense. Really hone in on the defense. Make a couple plays defensively, and then some bloops might just start dropping in. And that's where I would start with this guy, because I know that he wants to hang his hat on hitting the long ball and barreling things up. And I'm reading the article and it's saying, well, you know, the barrel rate is about the same. The chase rate is about the same. Well, not to be this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going up. down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sky? But like, that's pretty alarming because I'm watching you every single day and you are swinging through every breaking ball and I'm not seeing a lot of barrel up. So if you're telling me I'm barreling it about the same as years prior, yikes. Like, yikes.
How do we rally around this guy? I guess is the question. At 888-957-9570. Is there anything we could do? Do we, like, I brought it up yesterday because Kruko brought it up over the weekend on the NBC Sports Bay Area broadcast. Mike Kruko, obviously a legend with the team, does color announcing for him. Like, he wanted to do the Trey Turner. Let's all clap for him. Let's all stand up and try to, like, you know, like, just give him an energy boost at the plate. Like, is it that? Is it just letting him figure it out? Is it just viewing this entire first season as, like, a mulligan at this point? Like, because it does feel a little bit like, not little league stuff. I really don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer, Joe, because I get it. The last thing, some people, you need the arm around him. Some people need to give him a kick in the pants. Some people just leave him alone. And maybe we don't know what Willy Adames needs right now. We do know that his teammates are all supporting him. They say they still want him out there every day. Bob Melvin loves the guy. They all love him. And that is important in all this. But like, from a fan base, it's very hard to tell, you know, average Joe fan, if you will, hey, come on, go easy on the guy. Why should I go easy on the guy when I tune into Giants baseball as an escape and I just want to watch my team win and I watch this guy struggle? My life, my everyday life sucks. Like, I have to go to this work, this job that I don't want to do, work long hours, don't get paid enough. I just sit down and watch the Giants win, and this guy's not contributing to a win. Well, what do I tell to that fan?
Well, I think you got to tell them, like, we have no other option right now when you're signed up to, a 7-year deal, right? Like, we owe it to the guy to give him some time. And really, we don't have any other alternative. If he was on a 1 or 2-year deal, I would view this entire thing completely different. But because he's on such a big deal, at some point, you know, we just have to be patient. And it's the worst thing in the world. It is the worst thing in the world. You're talking to a guy who's probably the most impatient of all the hosts across the country.
There's a lot of impatience at the station from everyone. Don't worry. This is life. Dude, the moment we got these phones in our hands, that's when we lost patience.
I'm well aware.
We don't have patience anymore. I was the first, the millennial generation towards the younger demographic like Carter, Sam, and I. Yeah, but that's when we really lost the patience. And I guess what I'm asking is, is it okay if Giants fans already have buyer's remorse on the Willy Adames contract?
Well, look,
that's normal, right? Like,
there's two things that are true simultaneously, in the words of Ralph Barbieri. Number one, yeah, this is a bad deal. I could see it a mile away, right? Like, but that being said, they kind of had to do it, right? And I'll defend them on that one. They haven't had an answer at shortstop, and I think Luciano not being anything close to a shortstop and them having very little in their pipeline. I mean, if you look at their pipeline, it's a bunch of random dudes. I'm talking about in their farm system.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of random dudes. And then there's a 16-year-old. They're praying to God looks something like Francisco Lindor 5 years from now, which feels like a bigger pipe dream than Willy Adames living up to the contract. Right. And so, right, like, they definitely needed to bring in an everyday player to play that position. And yeah, they probably overpaid by a lot. But there is something to be said for getting someone who can play every single day. You know, it's not the eat innings guy, right? Because Jeff Samardzija, part of buying on like a Jeff Samardzija back in the day is, well, at least he gets 200 innings. Someone's got to get it. And that saves a bullpen and other. There is something to be said on a team where they were very malaise and going through the motions, having someone who is a rah-rah guy. Now, what's the price tag on that is a different question.
Yes.
You know, spending $100 million on that guy and a 5-year deal is a lot easier to swallow than 182 over seven, right? But there is something to be said for having those guys on the roster. I mean, look at the Golden State Warriors. How many years did they bring back Iguodala for the vibes? Now, relative in his sport, what he was making for the vibes off the bench and his production, like, we weren't demanding the type of production that you're demanding from Willy Adames when he signs his deal. Yeah. So there's a difference between the two of them. But at some point, he's got to start producing. And that's where I go, hey, start with the glove. Start with the glove, and good things might happen from there. You know, just worry about making the plays in front of you. Make the next play. Don't worry about, you know, carrying your at-bats into the field. Because right now you're looking at a guy that's on pace for 25 errors at the position. That's not good. You know what I call that zone? That's the Jose Vizcaino, Delino DeShields zone for Giants fans back in the day. All right? How do you
now
spell
that's
it?
A name.
How do you spell DeShields Jose Vizcaino with 38 E's?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Manny Machado, by the way, leading all of Major League Baseball in errors. But the difference is Manny Machado is also producing at the
plate.
He's a 300 hitter.
And you watch the series against the Giants, he was the best player in the series.
Maybe. There you go. Exactly.
So and made some defensive plays in terms of range that were outstanding.
And again, all the other guys up, the high usage guys, the Jonathan Indias of the world, the Ellie De La Cruzes of the world, the Max Muncies, they're all at least producing at the plate, those that are up there with the high air.
You know what this reminds me of for the Giants here? It's very David Lee-like.
Ooh.
And the reason why I say that is they needed to bring in some guys and establish the culture. And there is a price tag for that. Like, there was a respectability, not just within their own clubhouse.
Legitimacy.
Absolutely. Around the league. And this is a legitimate guy who is respected around the league. But imagine if David Lee had just completely fallen flat on his face in the first 2.5-3 months. I'm going cross-sport analogies here.
Yeah.
But I do believe that it's very similar. Like, there was a tax to be paid for the Giants. So let's say, you know, if you are, I don't know, let's say you're the Boston Red Sox, right? You already have kind of some credibility around the league. Maybe Willy Adames is $130 million, right? So let's just tack on $50 million. And I'm just throwing numbers out
there.
Let's tack on $50 million for the Giants because of how they're perceived and where they're at. And you know, how much they needed this particular individual. I do believe part of the overpay is where the Giants were, how desperate they were to land somebody, how they've struck out so many different times, and how they did need somebody who could bridge the gap in their clubhouse. And there is something to be said for that.
And shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan apply line, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We got those new cameras installed, Joe. And we posted on our story yesterday. A lot of people had some opinions on your diatribe on the fan throwing the ball at the plate. We'll get into that at some other point. But I just was noticing the cameras, and you were looking like you were like a gift from God. You have all that light on you. I looked like freaking, like, I don't know, the Godfather. There's just zero light on me at all, just looking at you, just perplexed half the time. It's just the light. It's fine if that's what it is. Do I look brighter today? Thumbs up. Yeah? We good? All right, the skin looking good? Sure. Okay.
Joe, I don't want to come. Like, I'm super pumped about the Giants right now, and things are feeling great.
You should be. They're playing the worst team in baseball, one of the worst teams ever tonight. You should sweep them, and you have a very good chance heading into that Dodgers series this weekend. Joe, you might be in first place.
No doubt. But there are times in life where you also have to be realistic. And, like, the realistic thing is he's not going anywhere. He's going to stay on the team, and he's probably not a shortstop in 2 or 3 years.
Mm.
And they probably overpaid by a lot. And you probably tacked on too many years than you needed. But it was also the price of doing business, right? And so I'm not mad at the Giants for this one. Like, this was one I probably would have done 9 out of 10 times. And you kind of knew going in, yeah, it's kind of an overpay. But, like, yes, I don't think he's this bad. Like, all those things I just said regarding, like, hey, 2 years from now, I don't even think he's a shortstop. Like, that is truly how I feel about him as a baseball player. And I like the guy. I don't think he's your long-term answer at shortstop. I think eventually he'll transition to second base because I don't like his range. And I think his arms, it's adequate. It's good. It's not great. But they did overpay. And it's going to be really difficult for him to ever live up to the contract. But it was also the cost of doing business. So I'm not mad at the Giants. Like, I know I sound like I'm all over the place on this one, but we need this guy to break out of his slump. He cannot be this bad. I don't think he's this bad. I think he's better than this.
888-957-9570 is the number. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed here in San Francisco. On the other side, I will reveal our guest list. And, yeah, if Willy Adames is going to start getting it going, just start tonight. in the most hitter-friendly ballpark in the history of sports. That is Coors Field, where they are starting a three-game series in Colorado. And that's what's coming up on the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. This Kevin Dana call that we just played, that was that one. No, it wasn't. Oh, it's a different one. Oh.
Semi looking to Thornton. Open left wing three. Rain dance! 87-81! Kayla Thornton with a big time triple!
That's the one. Shout out Matt Nahegan, program director, for cutting that one. We appreciate it. You can also go to valkyries.com for your tickets. So when you hear that sounder, you got to be calling number 5 and score yourself a pair of tickets. Again, we'll play that around 7:30, 7:45. And if you don't win today, keep listening all week long. We'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets. Valkyries 4-5. They ain't going away, man. Hey, for an expansion team, I like what I see. Now, I know you said yesterday, Tuckajiggle was like, well, expansion, there's like 13 teams. But again, we've seen expansion teams. I don't care what league it is. Whether it's the Houston Texans when they came into the inception, when the Golden Knights, right? The Kraken. I like what I'm seeing for the Valkyries. And it was actually nice yesterday, Joe, before we get back to the Giants, just for them to have their own night. No Giants, no Warriors, no Niners. There wasn't an NBA Finals game to watch. I got to watch some Lady Hoops. It was fun. It was good. 5-32 overall from Beyond the Arc, though, was not great. I'll say that.
When you bring up expansion teams, you know, winning right away, immediately I get, you know, the scar tissue of losing to the Marlins and then winning a World Series twice en route, you know, through you, 97 and 2003. And then I think about the Diamondbacks within the first, whatever, 6 years of existence, winning a championship before you as a Yankee,
right,
against the Yankees, excuse me. So, it conjures up all of my previous hatred for these expansion teams.
Right. And
you having immediate success.
And again, I mentioned the Vegas Golden Knights, right? Probably the most recent example. Came into inception 2017, yeah. Won the Stanley Cup Finals about 5 or 6 years later. How long have Sharks fans been clamoring for that? Yeah. And then they see this team, this Golden Knights team. Like, seriously, you guys haven't suffered for anything. You're in Las Vegas, you're on the Strip. It's the glitz and the glamour, and you guys just win immediately. Wow. Must be nice. But them's the breaks. You know what? Sports is cruel. Doesn't have to be fair, right? And right now, it's not fair to one Willie Adames, Joe. It's not fair. But I say that the guy's making $182 million. I get it.
Yeah, but money doesn't. Let me just
saying there are real world stuff happening today, too. And I'm sure
Willie
would be the first one to say that. So I don't want this to sound like we all need to gather around. We all need to protect this man. He's okay when it's all said and done.
Yeah, but if you're professionally miserable, like, money doesn't make you immediately happy. Like, those are different things. Yeah, money makes your life easier. Money can make certain aspects more, you know, palpable, right? Like, I always tell everyone used to, like, get mad at Pablo Sandoval. He took the money in Boston. Screw him. Well, okay. Well, hold up for a second. He was pissed off that the Giants gave Hunter Pence money that he thought was earmarked for him. Mm-hmm. They gave the new guy all the extra money, and then he felt a certain kind of way about that, and then went to Boston and was miserable. You don't feel a little bit of empathy for him? I'm not saying that the money doesn't make things, again, easier for him to be able to compartmentalize, and you know, but that doesn't mean that you can't, just because you're rich doesn't mean that you can't have marital problems, you know, professional depression, overall depression, substance abuse. Like,
sure.
Look all across the world. Just because you have money, it doesn't mean you don't have problems.
I understand that.
And I'm not caping up for rich people. That's not what I'm doing.
No. And I say that because at the end of the day, and I love when coaches say this, it's just basketball, it's just baseball. Like, at the end of the day, this is a job for these people too. So, and yeah, they're not contributing at a high level, but it's not going to dictate any real stuff in real life bleep is going on right now. I want to have some
no
perspective.
No doubt, but we just, I of course, like the real life stuff that's going on throughout the
I
country.
Know.
But they're also, like, I watched the Red Sox doc with Jaron Duran, and Jaron Duran was so down and out, opening up his Instagram every single day, that he contemplated taking his own life, yeah, and the gun jammed. And that was on the Red Sox just a year and a half ago, and he opened up about it. Now, he is a very you know, colorful individual in terms of personality, and he has touched on and has admitted to some of his own mental stuff that's been going on inside himself. And if you watch the doc, he is very, he's different. Like, he's very, very different. But again, this is a guy who went through his own mental stuff. So just because you got a little money, whether it be, you know, $1 million because you won arbitration and you're Jaren Duran playing for the Red Sox, or whether you have $182 million, that doesn't mean that you're happy. And that doesn't mean that you're professionally fulfilled. That's all I'm not saying that money doesn't make things easier. Of course it does. But I also think there's balance in these things. There's a reason why substance abuse, and my family knows very well about it.
Yeah.
Substance abuse touches all.
Everyone.
Mental depression touches all.
Absolutely, absolutely. And right now, we're reacting to an article. If you're just joining us, it's Spadoni and Chasky. The article is in The Athletic. It's Andrew Baggerly who wrote it. Willy Adames on his rough start as a Giant, quote, "I want to look in the mirror and slap myself." He has been struggling, to say the least, this season. He's batting just a meager 193, 47 hits. And in the last 30 games, he's batting just 147 overall.
That's not good.
It's not good. One home run, 16 hits in his last 30 games. It's not going to get it. Can you get it done tonight in Colorado? Can you start? Like, this is the place to do it. In Colorado. And by the way, we're going to be talking to a Colorado sports legend and Hall of Famer, one Woody Page, Joe, at 8 o'clock. Cannot wait for that. He'll join us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? We're going to talk about his perspective when it comes to the Colorado Rockies, but also there's a lot that's happened over the last couple weeks in regards to Woody Page and the round the horn ending. Like, that's a big deal, man. Like, that is one of, when I think of ESPN and SportsCenter and, you know, you had the first takes, no. It was always, for me, around the horn and PTI. Yeah. Pardon the interruption, right? Like, that's molded me.
Absolutely.
When I was in high school, when I was in middle school. Like, I love that stuff. Tony Reale and Woody Page being the all-time wins leader there. Can't wait to talk about that, and obviously Denver sports and all of that.
Joe, you know, you hear a common theme from a lot of people, and I get where they're coming from. They're like, give me that kind of money and I'll figure it out. But there's also, like, the other side of the coin, which yes, of course, give us all that kind of money. I mean, who wouldn't die to have that kind of money? But the reality is that, you know, like Biggie said, more money, more problems.
Yeah.
And things do arise in your life when you do have, you know, too much money. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, there's a book about it where,
yep,
you know, the farmer lives below his means, and then there's, like, the lawyer that's trying to have the Rolex and the boat and the three cars and the this and the that. And there's a, you know, keeping up with the Joneses part of his lifestyle that creates all of this other chaos that when they were poor, they don't even think about. Like, you just don't even think. And again, I'm not saying that the money has changed Willy Adames. I just think the expectations and everything has definitely weighed on them. And I think we do a very poor job of the psychology of sports. And when I think about what kind of did in the Warriors the last couple of years, money was a big part of everything. How much money you're getting, how much money is available for me, how much money I should be getting, how many years should I be getting, you know, how I should be viewed by this organization. Like, we can't talk about the Golden State Warriors of the last 3 years without talking about pride, ego, playing time, money, like all the stuff that has nothing to do with, are you playing well right now? And it all bled over into how they were playing well.
You mentioned the Warriors, the Niners last year. Right? On line one.
Great example.
And I actually kind of want to pivot there as we're up against it in the break. Like,
great example.
The way we're all trying to rally around Willy Adames, why didn't we feel this way with one Brandon Ayuk, who also got paid and who also contributed at a very high level? He has actually contributed at a high level with his squad. He was drafted to this place, and yet I feel like we're watching two players who were struggling at the same time, right, to start a season, not at the exact same time, if you catch what I'm saying. But, like, I'm having a disconnect here, Joe, so I want you to help me and help the audience discuss the differences between one Brandon Ayuk and his struggles to start last season and Willy Adames and his start to this season, the struggles there, and how we're discussing it. Can we do that on the other side?
I would love to.
Okay.
I think, to a lesser degree, Clay,
yep,
Kuminga.
Sure.
There's a lot of guys that we could talk about when it comes to, like, money, expectations, frustrations, and how it bled over into their play.
And that's what's coming up on The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And I also think that how you go about things matters, right? Nobody wants to hear somebody who just broke the bank after a really hardship negotiation then be still disgruntled and frustrated, right? And I think that was the way it was perceived regarding Brandon Ayuk, whether real or not. That's how it was perceived. It's like, all right, you still feeling slighted? And then all of a sudden, like, you just got paid all this money. You can't even wear the right shorts. Like, what?
I guess where I'm having my trouble with this, and again, if you're just joining us, what Joe's alluding to is the Willie Adames, and, you know, he just signed a huge contract, $182 million, and we're reacting to an article that was written by Andrew Baggerly, who covers the team for The Athletic, in which the headline of it says, Willie Adames on his rough start as a Giant, quote, I want to look in the mirror and slap myself. We're talking about rallying around this guy. He's clearly very hard on himself. The Giants are 10 games over 500, in spite of it all. But he is the highest paid player in the history of the franchise, and he's batting under 200 to start the season. And I was just questioning, heading into the break, why aren't we as hard on Willie as we were on Brandon Ayuk last year after he signed a fat contract? Considering Brandon Ayuk was drafted to the team, had a lot more of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You know,
cachet
within the fan base. He built up some equity. There yeah. we go. Already, he was second team all pro.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah, but look at how he went about
it. They went to a Super Bowl with the guy.
I understand that, but like, look, think about how he went about it. When you post.
But why does it matter how he went about it?
Because I'm telling you, it does matter because there's two things. There's A, like, we love humility. That's why is Steph Curry so beloved? Well, he's richer than anyone ever, period. But he's also comes off as humble.
Well, and also he wins. He's, you know, one of the greatest players of all time.
Humility,
his talent is
humility matters.
Sure.
Right? Like, yes. When you're defiantly angry, people are like, "What? Why? Why are you angry? You just got paid. Like, why are you angry?" You know why Willie Adames is angry right now? He's angry at his performance and himself because, you know, he's showing some perspective, and I guess in a way it comes off as humble. And he's felt that way. He feels like a team guy, not a me guy. Now, Joe, you could say that I'm parsing. I'm just telling you how people are perceived, right? I talked to a lot of high school kids. you know, athletes and stuff. I'm like, what you put out into social media is how you're going to be perceived, right? If you're posting nothing but photos of you wearing a hood, you know, and throwing up different signs, and then you've got music playing over it, that's going to be perceived some kind of way. Although, conversely, if you, you know, show your face and you smile and post a similar photo with, you know, happy, effervescent music, it's going to be perceived differently. When Ayuk puts something out on social media that is left to be interpreted and it feels cryptic and angry, it's going to be perceived that way. When Willie Adames is, you know, running out of the dugout, all right, and cheering on the success of others, that's perceived completely different, right? And so I think how you portray yourself is extremely important in this one. What, like JK, I think JK at times suffers, you know, Jonathan Kuminga I'm talking about. I think
sure.
We interpret body language, fair or not, about how he's sitting on the bench.
Right.
That's what fans do, right? That's what fans do. And I think they look at Jonathan Kuminga a certain way because he's not jumping up and down, right? And praising someone else's success. Simultaneously, I think about some of the other guys that are on that bench, and let's just use GP2 as an example. He's always waving a towel and high-fiving. They're totally different personalities, totally different ways that they came up, and yet they're perceived very differently. Fair or not? Fair or not? That's just how it is. When Brandon Belt used to strike out, slump his shoulders, and slowly walk back to the dugout, it was perceived a certain way. When another guy like Bo Jackson strikes out and he breaks the bat over his knee, it's perceived in like, oh, that's competitive fire, right? Like that's what we do as sports fans. You could say it's unfair, and I would agree to a degree to an extent, but this is reality. Klay Thompson, with every miss, you could feel the energy being sucked out of not only the roster, but the fan base, the team, and himself.
But I guess what I'm getting at here is you mentioned all those guys. They had so much more built-up equity within the fan base. And, like we should be I get what you're saying. It sounds like when you're saying it sounds correct. But when you take a step back and look at the totality of everything, it's like, wait. Klay Thompson won 4 championships here. Brandon Ayuk won 2 Super Bowl. He was second-team All-Pro. He's contributed at a high level in this market.
But this isn't
Willie
like
Adames hasn't done anything.
No, I know, but we're not talking about 1 or 2 incidences. Like, for Clay, for some fans, it felt like every game. It felt like every game, and then he was saying things in post-game stuff. So it went on for months of this, and it just felt like it, not that it sabotaged the Warriors season. They weren't going anywhere that year, but it felt like it sucked up a lot of the oxygen in the room. Okay, Brandon Ayuk, did the saga not go on for months?
Sure, because we contributed to that, though. As the media, we contributed
so did
to that.
He.
Okay, but that's also
it takes 2 to
contract
tango.
Negotiations in the NFL is just different. Hell, T.J. Watt, that's the latest from Adam Schefter. This like dropped like I think an hour ago. T.J. Watt, all pro for the Steelers. He is missing mandatory minicamp because he wants a new deal. Like, that's the drama that they have to deal. Now they just got Aaron Rodgers, and now T.J. Watt's like, no. It's him and Trey Hendrickson are both like, yeah, no, we're not going to show up. So that's the drama that those teams are dealing with. But that's what they do in that sport.
But fans also turn on you quickly.
But
like
fans need to also differentiate the sports and the negotiations. Be like, that's just the way it is. It is.
Joe, we in society love people who we are willing to be more patient with people who showcase vulnerability and humility.
Why aren't we protecting our own is what I'm saying. Willie Adames hasn't proven himself to be a San Francisco Giant.
He comes off
yet.
As a good dude. That's why. And his teammates swear by him. Well, what teammate? And I'm just asking. What teammate stuck up for Brandon Ayuk when he was going through all this stuff? Like I'm not trying to pretend like they don't like him. I'm just asking which of the teammates was vocally discussing Brandon Ayuk that way.
Well, a lot of the guys are saying, you know what? They got to do what they got to do. I support them no matter what. George Kittle would always say that. That guy's trying to get his money. I got a lot of respect for him. That's what he's got to do. Like that, they always say, all the NFL players have each other's backs when it comes to the contract stuff. They all do because they all realize that sport is not for long. That's what the NFL stands for. And they're one injury away, which we saw with Brandon Ayuk, who clearly was right in doing all that contract because his career might be over, might be done. And good for him for getting his money. I'm just saying, Joe, like,
it sucks for the team.
No,
though.
But I hear you on that, but that's why he did that. Like, that goes to show you. And I don't want this to get bogged down into the Brandon Ayuk like showcase again.
No.
I just do think it's interesting how we're giving Adames a pass after a couple of months now of just bad baseball,
I think
offensively and defensively. When the Boo Birds were out for Brandon Ayuk when? Week two? Three? Like,
yeah, but
early?
Everything you're saying is like, I got to get mine. That's how it's perceived. I got to get mine. Clay, I got to get mine. That's how it was perceived. I got to get my shots. I got to get my minutes. I got to be a starter. I got to get the same amount of years as Draymond. I got to get more money. How dare you? What does that all come back to?
We haven't seen this with Willie Adames yet because he's still getting his.
It's perceived as selfishness.
Well, let's.
Okay? When I hear Willie, all right, and I see Willie, what am I seeing? I'm seeing images of him running out of the dugout, high-fiving, unhugging people. That to me is filed as team guy. Now, look, as he continues to struggle, if he does, and it goes on for a long, long time, there will be a point in time where I'm sure he will show some frustration, and at that point, fans are going to start identifying acts that they deem to be selfish, not wearing the right shorts at practice, out of nowhere. It looked like a tantrum to people.
I guess.
After months.
It was just a miscommunication.
It
was.
So for 10 years with Kyle Shanahan as the coach, we've never had an issue with any player in the right shorts and a guy who, like.
Exactly. It was a one-off. These things happen. I wear wrong stuff sometimes. All right, I forgot to bring my cleats to a soccer game once. It sucked. It is what it is. I couldn't play.
I don't think Ayuk is solely to blame, but I also don't think that he's not he's a victim to a degree, but he's also like big culpable, a very big culpability in this entire thing. Like it always takes multiple angles to tango in this one, but like come on, like the way Brandon Ayuk went about it is dramatically different than the way Willie Adames is going about it. At what point has Ayuk, since signing the contract, and again, you could say, Joe, he doesn't have to show any humility. Fine. Then the fans are going to perceive you as someone who doesn't care.
Why does he have to show humility? He earned that.
That's what society is.
He earned the contract. He was second team all-pro wide receiver in a throw-happy league. He was incredible that Super Bowl run. He earned every bit of that. I don't care what Joe Schmo says, whether he thinks I deserve it or not. He clearly did. Did Willie Adames deserve $182 million? Clearly not. The guy stunk for 2 months, and we're giving him a pass for it.
Yeah, but,
why? Why are we giving him a pass?
Because he seems like a good dude.
He hasn't built up any equity
here. But, Joe, in this analogy, it would be like him going, no, I have to bat third. Right? Like, right now, Juan Soto. Why is Juan Soto deemed to be extremely selfish? He wants to bat second. And why is Rafael Devers right now being considered extremely selfish in Boston? Because he wants to only play third base. He doesn't want to DH. He doesn't want to move to first base. There's an aspect of, do you care about the team? Do you care about having a good attitude with your teammates? Isn't this about winning? You've already been paid handsomely. Like, don't you want to now win the ultimate prize?
Again, he's built up equity within that organization where he feels like he is owed something. And you know what? He's won a World Series. He's a three-time All-Star there, Devers I'm talking about. Like, I do think he should have some say. He's at 212 home runs. Guy's one of the all-timers for this team.
I'm not saying he shouldn't have say. What I'm saying is, what do you expect the fans to perceive it as? Like, honest to God, what do you expect the fans to perceive someone who sounds me first, okay? You're giving yourself very little leeway.
He's doing his job. He's batting 280, has 14 jacks. The team around him, it's not his fault the team stinks. It's not very good. What are they, a couple of games under 500?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that when you sign a $300 million deal to play for the Red Sox and they go, yeah, your defense isn't that great. We want to win a World Series. That's the ultimate prize in team sports, is it not?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.